Welcome to Shul Machshava Nadaf. Shir is Leilui Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Rav Zev Ben Ratzvi Halevi, whose shiva just ended. We're holding him in Menachas Daf Chofei. The Gemara in Daf tells us that the tzitz is miratzeh on tumo, because we find that tumo has a hechsher, tumo uchubet zibur. Says the Gemara, why don't you say that tzitz is miratzeh if the kohen did a avoido with his left hand? Because we find left hand avoido in Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol takes the kaf and the machto, one in the right hand, one in the left hand. He's using the left hand. Says the Gemara, it's different. Yom Kippurim hechsheir b'smoil. The kashrus, that's what was supposed to be in the left. Not like the case of tumo, which is behuchu b'tzibur. It's not. That's not the hechsher. It's not the chatchila. Now the Ritvaz in Shuvos Chelek Beis Siman Tafresh Memalef brings the question. What's really the pshat that you use the left hand on Yom Kippur? If left is something which is also, it's not a good avoido, how do you use it in Yom Kippur? So the Ritvaz gives two answers. One answer is the avoido besmoil is only a din derabbanan. And the second answer is the rabbanan have the koyach to take something, even if it's a deraiso, be welcome tzor godol. So Ritvaz learns that really it's not pshat to use the left hand, but rabbanan allowed it. The Kesem Mishnah on Perek Dalin, Avoidus Yom Kippur, Halacha Aleph, he brings also this question, and his second answer is, Afrika de Halacha b'smol b'dam sulam midoraiso mishum de iefsha shaloi b'iluch b'ktoyos loi posto u'behachi ach sharachmona. Meaning, the fact that the Torah tells the Kohen Gadol to go with a kafu mach to the Kodesh Kadashim, that means he must use the left hand. So that's the way to do it. And this is the mishmos we see in our Gemara. And this is really what the Karen Oyer points out in our Gemara. Hechsher b'smol means it's not just that we are allowing you to use the left hand in Yom Kippurim, but that's the way it's supposed to happen. That's the Ikar Mitzvah. Usually you're not allowed to use the left, but in Yom Kippurim you're allowed to. That's the lashon of Hechsher b'smol. Now what's really the pshat that Yom Kippurim is different and you use the left hand? So here there's a Gevaldik HaMeshech Chochma. Hechsher Chochma Pashem Etzoyro on the Pasuk Kach Kohen Miluk Hashem V'yotzak HaKaf HaKohen HaSmolis. He explains, what is right and left? What does it represent? The right represents the Torah, the Chochmah, spirituality. The left represents the body, the physical elements, the more materialistic concepts of the world. So that's the concept of small doicho v'yemin mekarevis. Try to use your right, the mekarevis with the right, meaning get close to the spirituality points, and prove away the left, which means the more physical elements. Says usually you cannot use the left hand in Yom Beis HaMikdash because we are supposed to be in a more spiritual concept. We take away the chomri, take away the physical. But in Yom Kippurim, though we are all like malachim, and even the physical becomes holy, so in Yom Kippur you could use the left hand. Because in Yom Kippur there's no satan that is able to be mastin, the koyach ha-taiva is batel. So the left, which represents the chomri, and Yom Kippurim, that becomes part of the avoida. And this is what our Gemara is telling us. Yom Kippurim, hechsheir b'smoil. The smile, the left hand, joins the avoida. Tvarim nifloim ad lemoid. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shorim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.